Today, we celebrate another one of my favorite saintly heroes, St. John Chrysostom. His name, Chrysostom, what a nickname, a name and an honor and a title given to him, the Golden Mouth, because of the eloquence, the beauty, and the truth that he preached from his mouth. As a matter of fact, the emperor hated him so much that he exiled him twice. Twice! John the Chrysostom didn't let his exile or the hatred of the emperor held him back from preaching the truth. And as a matter of fact, on his second exile, he was supposed to be exiled to Armenia. But the empire wanted to make sure that he never returned, push the exile place even farther, and he died on the way to that exile. John Chrysostom never forget who he was. He never forget Christ. And he preached Christ not to bring him glory, not to win the favor of the emperor, but to always be true to Christ. My brothers and sisters, nowadays we tend to do things in order to win the favor of others. Social media influencers and everybody, it's using AI and all these bots to learn the trends and the algorithm and everything that kind of help them to gain more traction, more view, more popularity. And politicians also use different ways to gain support from others as well. Oftentimes, we do all these things so that we might be praised. And we speak eloquent words to glorify ourselves instead of glorifying God. St. John Chrysostom today, following the example of St. Paul in the first reading, say that if we have died to Christ, we shall live in him. John lived for Christ. Even when he was in exile, even he was unpopular, even when he had to endure a lot of sufferings, pains, and hardship because of his faith, John never gave up on Christ because he loved Christ. And even the gospel reading today, Jesus taught us the Beatitude according to St. Luke version of the Beatitudes. The life of blessedness, how we are being blessed by the Lord, is not always in the measurement and the qualities of this world. But the blessedness that the good Lord gives us is the blessedness that is found in love and through love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, today as we celebrate St. John Chrysostom, may we recognize his heroic endurance and follow his example. To preach Christ in good times and in bad. Not only to gain popularity with this world, but to abide with Christ who is faithful to us until the end. May our eloquence, our words, our preaching, our life, not preach ourselves, but to always to bring people to him so that they know how much they are beloved as well.